Kid Billy got picked on at school for things he couldn't change. He tried his best to play it cool, but in the seventh grade, you either fit right in or you don't fit. That's just the cold hard truth. I wish that I'd have been the friend that Billy never knew. I think it's time we come together, you and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference, make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody, we've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us to this country that we love's undivided.
Yep. Welcome back. You either go to church or you're gonna go. Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Wednesday, September 7, 2022. I'm just thinking, you know, sort of extemporaneously. I had other stuff. I was headed in another direction, but I, you know, it's 9/11 week. I think I will do this. The psychological forces we need to talk about. But, you know, a couple of videos. I mean, for posterity's sake, the facts that we're supposed to ignore or forget, you know, never remember, I guess, you know. So for COVID, it's never mind. Never mind the current excess deaths. Dr. John Campbell just did a video on that, August 28th. Never mind millennials' Vietnam War, as Edward Dowd put it. They Lied People Died is the website, theylliedpeopledied.com. Speaking of lies, we're not supposed to, you know, back over to September 11, Condi lied under oath to the 9/11 widows. That's a video published September 17, 2009. Remember that? You know, speaking of Kristen Breitweiser, Patty Casaza et al., I mean, it's just astonishing. It's all a rigged game. So never mind Edward Dowd, you know, the Vietnam War, as he called it, millennials, the excess death. He's doing some interesting stuff these days. Never mind Twitter suspended Edward Dowd's account for what? For basically, as he put it, basically citing CDC data and peer-reviewed studies. And that was it. I was gone, he said. Never mind Edward Dowd, you know, the new actuarial report reaffirms trial of death caused by vaccine mandates. Never mind the actuarial reports. Never mind that the actuarials are saying, hey man, what you said is proven in the insurance data. And never mind the insurance companies increased death claims in 2021. Again, the same validation. Never mind Edward Dowd's book, Cause Unknown. And that's been, you know, something that people are starting to talk about. Cause Unknown is the leading cause of death in certain places in America and Canada. Cause Unknown. At least it's not medical malpractice, or maybe it is. Maybe we just are not labeling it. So never mind that Harry Vox predicted all of this in 2014 based on the Rockefeller Foundation's 2010 scenario planning report. The Wargaming, you know, Dr. Strangelove, Hudson Institute, Wargaming. Never mind Anthony Fauci's mysterious January 2017 prediction of this. There is no question this administration will face a surprise outbreak. Never mind that weird prediction. Wasn't that at Georgetown? Never mind SPARS, the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security SPARS nonsense. Never mind Crimson Contagion. Never mind Dark Winter. People are still, you know, Jimmy Dore and others have joked about that recently. It's going to be another dark winter. Never mind Crimson Contagion. Never mind Event 201. Then there's the Bill Gates stuff. Never mind the fact that Bill Gates is not a doctor, epidemiologist, or virologist, but he is, in fact, literally a college dropout. He's a college dropout. Never mind Bill Gates' several creepy TED Talks, including and especially Innovating to Zero. You know, zero as in zero undesirables, eliminationism, which gets back to where we're headed, you know, a.k.a. useless eaters. Never mind the Population Control Council, GAF. Remember it was, what's her name? Oh, gosh. Really? See, this is what happens. I guess this means I'm getting old. It was Lori Schwab-Zabin. That's who it was, right? Yeah. Lori Schwab-Zabin. We don't call it, how did she put that? We don't call it population control anymore. That's a bad word. So never mind that. Her award, you know, at Vassar. Population and reproductive health. That's what they call it now. Anyway, never mind Gates' Number Games blog post featuring Daryl Huff's How to Lie with Statistics, a book which Gates has been seen and photographed numerous times. This post just happened to be published the same week. He gave his infamous "The Next Outbreak We're Not Ready" TED Talk in 2015. In his Number Games blog post, he even boasted one chapter shows you how visuals can be used to exaggerate trends and give distorted comparison. Duper's delight much, Bill? Same week. What a coincidence. Never mind the 2017 Munich Security Conference soundbite. Maybe we should play that. 2017 Munich Security Conference. I mean, holy cow. Millions could die from bioterrorism. Well, how would that happen, Bill? Yeah, we should play that. Let me grab that. How would that happen? Millions could die from... While we fire that up, never mind that everyone who flew on Epstein Airways is a pedophile, except Bill Gates, of course. No. You know, me too? No, not Bill Gates. Everyone else, not Bill Gates. Bill Cosby, not Bill Gates. Never mind the curious case of Bill Gates' houseboy, Rick Allen Jones. 6,000 pieces of child pornography. 6,000. But Chris, that was in a Google account. That was in a Google Drive account. That was Google. That wasn't Microsoft. Yeah, never mind the fact that Rick Allen Jones spent a decade in Bill Gates' house. Bill Gates had two small children at the time and didn't happen to know that Rick Allen... I guess, you know, the vetting process for... Yeah. Never mind the curious timing of the $79 million grant to the Imperial College London at the same moment it issued Lockdown Ferguson's discredited model. Neil, Lockdown Ferguson. Remember, he was the guy running around having a tryst with his mistress, telling everyone, you got to stay inside. I mean, I'm going to go see my mistress, but you got to stay inside. New York Times published that article in March 16, I think, of 2020. It was based on Ferguson's bogus model. Never mind Ferguson's bogus model, which was cleaned up by Microsoft and GitHub, which is also Microsoft these days, before being released months later to the public after prolonged widespread public, i.e. scientific community, outcry. And then the scientific community was like, this is junk. What is this? Never mind Gavi, CEPI, IHME et al. Never mind that Bill Gates personally created these organizations, including the IHME, which became the replacement Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation, replaced the Imperial College London as, you know, the modeling beacon of the world. Bill Gates created it and handpicked Chris Murray as its leader. Never mind ID 2020. Speaking of Gates and biotechnology, never mind what Harari said. Yuval Noah Harari. How many things he said. Never mind what Kerry Mullis, Nobel Prize winning PCR test inventor, said about Anthony Fauci and the misuse of the PCR test. Oh yeah, that's right. He died shortly before the COVID nonsense, like during the Crimson Contagion timeline and before Event 201. Never mind I think it was before Event 201, wasn't it? Never mind all of that. Because those are just curious, nothing more than coincidences. Hey, nothing to see there, so. Nope, it was before Event 201, August 7, 2019, Crimson Contagion. Maybe Kerry Mullis caught the Crimson Contagion and died real quick. Never mind. I mean, speaking of that, never mind his views on HIV/AIDS. That whole scam. And remember he said, you want to know how to get rid of AIDS? Stop talking about it. Why did he say that? You want to get rid of COVID? I think he said the same thing today. You want to get rid of COVID? Stop talking about it. HIV causes AIDS. You know, there's a link. Wait, guys, where do I find this? Montagnier, where do I find that? Yeah, I don't, can't say. What? Can't say. Don't know. What? So never mind all of that. You know, and the reason I say that is because you have the whole PEPFAR contingent, you know, Fauci, Birx et al., is the COVID contingent. And that's a scam. That's a racket. And, you know, the New York Times ran the article about Birx screaming, don't let him give me blood. Oh, it was AIDS infected. How did she know? Before AIDS was even a thing. It's just, she was lucky, I guess. Never mind Clade X. And now, coincidentally, wink, wink, the naming of variants has been switched to Roman numerals. To protect the innocent, of course. Never mind curious, suspicious, untimely deaths of folks like Kerry Mullis or Zelenko. You know, Vladimir Zelenko, the Zelenko Protocol creator who single-handedly saved countless lives and launched other courageous efforts to do the same based on his Zelenko Protocol. Never mind that. Never mind the Great Barrington Declaration is now endorsed widely. Never mind the countless doctors vilified, you know, America's frontline doctors, for example, in the effort to destroy Simone Gold. Why? Never mind Fauci's countless reversals. Never mind his curious retirement now. Aren't we in the middle of a health crisis, an existential threat? Why is he stepping down in December? What do you suppose that's all about? And speaking of that, never mind the multitude, the sea change in sea level leadership just before, including Bill Gates. You know, never mind all of those C-level executives who bailed, who jumped ship, who, you know, it was a massive sea change. Really graceful. Grace did a great video on that way back in the day. The C-level mass exodus. Why? Reminds me of Fauci leaving. So, why is Fauci stepping down? No. So, weird. Never mind the horrifying VAERS data at all. But I mean the VAERS data, which is, you know, according to, which was the Harvard study that said that's 1%. That's representative of only 1%, and the VAERS data has exploded in the COVID era. But we're supposed to, everything's fine. Never mind the new bivalent variant booster that's been tested on 0 people, which I actually think is a good thing, and only 8 mice, but millions of people will take it. That's not weird at all. This is, but how does that happen? Well, that's where I'm headed. So, never mind the Courageously Outspoken, Journeyman Series, Del Bigtree at the High Wire, The Courageously Outspoken. There are folks, countless folks, who along the way have tried to sound the alarm and have been vilified, castigated, silenced. I mean, even the pro-vax community, Paul Offit's been outspoken recently. You know, I think he was one of the people that said about the booster, bad idea. And I mean, it was the, what was it, April 2020, Peter Hotez's congressional testimony. I think it was April. It's right around there anyway, where he talked about this mRNA platform, saying this is not a good idea. Every time it's been done in history, it's resulted in, you know, more, what we're hearing now, the vaccine is causing more deaths than the thing. Guys like Robert Malone are saying, I mean, they were saying a year ago that what's going to happen, and there were several of, you know, the epidemiologists and folks were saying what's going to happen is there will be a variant that will be highly contagious but not very deadly. And wasn't that what Fauci said in the, what the heck was it, originally? I can't remember the name of that report that they issued early on about the same time. But that's what we're seeing. And Hotez was saying that in his congressional testimony in 2020 that this is a dangerous thing. We should be very careful. And he said it got shelved because of that back in the day, only to be, you know, brought back to life by who? Bill Gates and the Gates Foundation. What a coincidence. Never mind everything that's happened in India and Africa, speaking of the Gates Foundation. Never mind India and Africa. Did some clips of that recently. Speaking of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. I'm sure it's just a coincidence. 500,000 Indian folks. Whoops. And, you know, we're seeding the outbreaks. Remember that? Grace Macklin. We're actually seeding the outbreaks now with the vaccine. Oops. Nobody saw that coming, I'm sure. Never mind the government, big tech, fascist, censorship enterprise. Literally conspiracy to silence and suppress dissenting voices and views. Censorship enterprise. Yeah, that's what it's been referred to. The censorship enterprise. So, the Epic Times, here's a recent article, a recent update. Jeffrey Carlson, September 5. Internal communications reveal how Biden's censorship enterprise colluded. Let's see. With big tech. And how many times have I mentioned the Tectopus scandal, where, you know, big tech colludes and conspires with Hollywood et al. To suppress wages and blacklisting folks privately, publicly saying, you know what? You can go wherever you want. You work at Microsoft, you want to go to Google, you work at Google, you want to go to Facebook, no problem, but, and Apple et al., but privately, they were sending messages, whoops, nope, not so fast. If you don't think it's real, go look at the Justice Department press release on it, Friday, September 24, 2010. Be right back.
Warning the world about threatening live virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air. And 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadreprecious metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Despite the fact that we've now essentially clinically tested the vaccine on billions of people worldwide, around one in five Americans is still willing to put themselves at risk and put their families at risk rather than get vaccinated. People are dying because of misinformation.
You serious?
Yeah, like Daniel Webster said, there is nothing so powerful as truth and often nothing so strange. You know, he said it. Barry Satoro, a.k.a. Barack Obama. So, I mean, here we are. You know, the laundry list of never minds, you know, never mind big government, big tech, a lot of people talking about how, you know, it's shocking, but it's not. Again, you know, here's the DOJ press release. Justice Department requires six high-tech companies to stop entering into anti-competitive employee solicitation agreements, which included But the conspiracy was not limited to Adobe, Apple, Google, Intel, Intuit, and Pixar. It was much broader than that. And, you know, I used to talk about the Pando Daily article, the Techtopus, how Silicon Valley's most celebrated CEOs conspire to drive down the wages of 100,000 tech engineers' wage, how they conspire to drive down 100,000 tech engineers' wages. But you know what? You can't find that now because Pando is gone. That was an article published almost 10 years ago now. And so I guess it never happened. Never really happened. Chris, come on. I'm sorry, Dave, that never happened. So, you know, it's probably on the Wayback Machine somewhere. But, you know, who knew about it in the first place? So this latest, you know, censorship enterprise, as it's been referred to, is really not a surprise. So, the original, what was it? New York Post article, I think. White House, big tech colluded to censor misinformation lawsuit. You know, and you hear guys like Mark Zuckerberg going on the Joe Rogan Experience. I mean, come on. This is all theater. It's all theater. Mark Zuckerberg is a hero. No, he's not. No, he's not. So you're supposed to never mind all of that. And yeah, exactly. He's AI. A friend recently pointed out, you know, the IA, LGBTQIA, it's backwards. It's AI. And that's where this is headed. It's transhumanist. LGBTQ AI plus. So the AI plus is the enhanced. You know what? You can be, are you miserable as one of these people that is, you know, gender confused, dysphoria? You can be happy. You can be enhanced. I mean, that's what Ray Kurzweil wrote in The Age of Spiritual Machines. You will be miserable if you're not an enhanced person in the fashion that Scott Klosowski said. We're going to move from mobile to wearables to implantables. Well, maybe you are, Scott. I do not intend to. Yeah, but you want to. You want to. It's called voluntary compliance, Chris. Yeah. So I'm coining Covertigo. I feel like we're all suffering from it. A delirium, you know, confused, disoriented state of mind induced by dizzying COVID-related propaganda. Often characterized by sensations of dizziness, swimming of the head, or whirling and loss of balance. Perhaps you've experienced it, but didn't know what to call it. Now it has a name. But how did we get here? I'm getting back to the psychological forces. I'm somewhat reticent to name it, to call this phenomenon Covertigo, because who knows? Maybe Big Pharma is going to try to co-opt that and, you know, then gaslight us all and say they came up with it at one of their, you know, community naming little voodoo seances, and they'll try to hijack Covertigo. It's trademarked. Just kidding. So there's the 9/11 stuff. We should get back to that. It's that week. Let me just go through a brief list. We'll go to the phones instead in a second. So there's the five psychological experiments that explain the modern world. And it really does. If you look at the application, one of the best parts about the article is the application that's listed, which I think is fantastic. So, anyway, we'll go to the phones when we come back. Stick around right after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up, churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank, fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone. All alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
Yeah. Welcome back. Couple of quick things into the phones. So, speaking of the COVID stuff, the Highwire, evidence of risk harms mount as FDA forces new COVID booster without human testing. Science, that was by Jeffrey Jackson. He included the link to the Science magazine article. Omicron booster shots are coming with lots of questions. Even Science magazine's Gretchen Vogel has lots of questions, including, you know, 8 mice for the BA4, BA5 boosters. The companies have submitted animal data. They have not released those data publicly. although at the June FDA meeting, Pfizer presented preliminary findings in 8 mice given the BA4, BA5 vaccines as their third dose. So, yeah, we did do that. We haven't released the data. Speaking of the high wire, Jeffrey Jackson's article, ignored warnings and unauthorized history of the WHO. That's good. The White House, big tech colluded to censor misinformation lawsuit. That's a good sort of summary of that issue. I mentioned the New York Post article, which is linked, I think, in that article, White House, big tech colluded to censor misinformation lawsuit. And finally, how do we get to places like this? Again, 5 psychological experiments that explain the modern world. And if you go to the application of each one of those, you understand. For instance, the Milgram experiment. What is the application? Almost literally endless, the article reads. All institutions can use this phenomenon to pressure people into acting against their own moral code. The army, the police, hospital staff. Wherever there is a hierarchy of perceived authority, and again, you know, if you listen to Dr. Elizabeth Lee Vliet, or who is the other? Gosh, her congressional testimony. They tell you about the administrative hierarchy in the medical profession and how it conspires against, you know, otherwise conscientious staff and obviously patients. Anyway, people will fall victim to the diffusion of their own responsibility. We were just following orders. And that was as a result of the Nuremberg trials. Obviously, the Nuremberg defense, Stanley Milgram says, is it real? How real is it? Anyway, look at the applications of those 5. And see for yourself. It's pretty astounding. So, to the phones, David in Massachusetts, right? Sorry, David. Sorry we lost you. I know it was a while. Lark in Texas, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Oh, hi, Chris.
Good morning, sir.
It's been a while. I'm hesitant to call in to your broadcast because I don't want to disrupt your narrative in any way. But I thought I'd call in today because I have 2 things on my mind. The first is you were essentially saying that you were sort of linking 9/11 with the COVID nonsense. Mm-hmm. And in advance of what I want to say, I just want to say I really like your portmanteau. Vertigo.
Yeah.
I like it. I think, though, it should be styled COV cap letters, and then the rest of the portmanteau, co-vertigo. Mm-hmm. Because mostly we're seeing these words, COVID or COVID-19 or what have you, in an all-cap sense.
Yeah.
If you notice. So I think it would have more immediately felt impact if those first 3 letters are caps. Co-vertigo.
Interesting.
I like it.
I did just the, you know, title case. I did C, capital C, because, you know, I think there's that, what you said, but there's also the covert in it and some other fun little word salad stuff.
Well, of course, in the public mind today, COV immediately calls to mind COVID.
Yeah.
And this idea of vertigo, though, is a new wrinkle into the mix that mm-hmm. I think deserves to be felt.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
In keeping
pun
with
intended,
your
right? Just kidding.
Yeah. In keeping with your broadcast of the last couple of days. But what I want to share with you is 2 things. First, I believe it was a tweet from James Perloff from 2017. And then a mention of this word reification or reification fallacy, which I think ties in nicely and even neatly with your narratives the past couple of days. So So may I do that real quick?
Absolutely. And I think you and I have talked about the reification fallacy aspect in the past. So definitely, please.
For the benefit of your listeners.
Yeah.
James Perloff tweets December 11th, 2017, this. The year before 9/11, Danny Lewin, probably Levin, spelled L-E-W-I-N, Danny Lewin, former elite Israeli commando, had a portrait taken before panels resembling the Twin Towers, wearing a Swatch hijacker watch with the second, minute, four hands, and date all set to 11, the number 11. And where was Danny on 9/11? In row 9 of flight 11.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty compelling.
But Lark, James, everyone, it's just a coincidence. It's just nothing but coincidences. Come on, let's not.
Indeed.
Yeah.
So anyway, to reification fallacy. Reification is also known as concretism, hypostatization, or the fallacy of misplaced concreteness. It's essentially a fallacy of ambiguity. When an abstraction, that would be an abstract belief or hypothetical construct, is treated as if it were a concrete real event or physical entity.
Yep.
In other words, it is the error of treating something that is not concrete, such as an idea, as a concrete thing. A common case of reification is the confusion of a model, say a computer model, with reality. For example, Wikipedia uses the example of Albert Korzybski's "The map is not the territory, or the word is not the thing." And it reminds me of René Magritte, the surrealist painter, the treachery of images, so-called, in which is depicted a man's pipe on canvas. And beneath it, the words in French translated to English, very simply, "This is not a pipe." So anyway, I thought that would be interesting to tie in together what you talked about, and there's a lot more I could say.
Yeah.
And, you know, proper, but I'm just for your information and anybody that cares, I've added some more isms to my list at my website, Lark on Communitarianism.
Awesome.
And the two most notable additions that your listeners may not be aware of is this thing called social constructionism and this word ableism. Ableism is a thing in a world in which everybody is somehow damaged. They're disabled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So anyway, I've been in some private correspondence with some people lately. I probably should send you that just for fun, but when we look at this Diagnostic and Statistical Manual, number 5, and we see all these new addictions and afflictions and diseases and all these other kind of things, it strikes me that, my goodness, everybody is brain damaged and disabled.
Yep.
All as a result of this war, this total war that has been imposed upon us.
Yeah. So John Taylor Gatto talked about Elwood P. Cubberly and the hijacking of American education and eugenics and so on and so on. And in that discussion, I think it was John Taylor Gatto who mentioned ableism, and I think I talked about that back in February, March of this year. But it's definitely, that's definitely a tie-in. Reification fallacy, in my understanding, is to your point, the way I understand it, and maybe this is not accurate, but the way that my mind thinks of reification fallacy is that, and this definitely applies to 9/11, and I think it's going to apply more and more to the COVID nonsense. We're seeing history being, you know, not rewritten, but written by the criminals, essentially right in front of our face. Reification fallacy, if I understand it correctly, is basically there are these, it's a departure from reality. It's kind of like, you know, Baudrillard's simulacra and simulation. It starts to creep away from reality, and the more it creeps away from reality, there is this proportional hardening of the fallacy, if that makes sense. Like the more it gets away from the truth and the facts, the more it becomes hardened. Do you think that's accurate, or am I misunderstanding it? Do we still have Lark? So, did you catch that?
Well, actually, no, I didn't. And that's why I hung up and just called back, Chris. Forgive me. I didn't hear anything you said in the last minute and a half.
Well, it's super interesting, you know, bringing up reification fallacy and ableism. I said that John Taylor Gatto, in one of his talks, mentioned Elwood P. Cubberley. And that's an interesting discussion. I won't even try to paraphrase what John Taylor Gatto said, but it's worth listening to. And in that discussion, I think it was Gatto who brought up the subject of ableism and its ties to eugenics specifically. Like you said, you know, everyone has some kind of malady, and now you can, if you're paying attention and you've been paying attention for a while, you're, you know, watching history, you can see how, you know, the kinder, gentler eugenicists like Francis Fukuyama would use this as a surreptitious justification to do stuff. And I mean, there's direct correlation between ableism and eugenics. And guys like Elwood Cubberley are evidence of that. Anyway, I said that reification fallacy is interesting because my understanding of reification fallacy is that it goes something like this. It's like Jean Baudrillard's simulacra and simulation. In other words, it as the fallacy creeps away from the facts and reality, the further it creeps away, the more hardened it becomes. There's like a proportionality to that. And so do I understand that right, do you think, or am I imagining that?
No, I think you drew some connections much more intelligently than the average person would. There's no question that what you say is exactly right. And I appreciate you bringing that up about Gatto, because I was unaware of it, or I had forgotten it or something.
Yeah.
But that's very useful to bring to bring into the discussion.
Yeah.
I want to say that I don't know if you remember this, but I told you that I used to be really stuck on this thing called authoritarianism before I ever discovered this word communitarianism.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, this is just what idle minds do sometimes, just for amusement, I suppose. But I think I probably said it on your broadcast years ago, maybe going back more than 10 years. Because I remember you used to watch, or I used to listen to your show, because I believe you used to bat cleanup Monday through Friday
mm-hmm.
in the schedule.
Yeah.
One-hour show at night. And I remember thinking, well, I don't want people to think that no one's listening to this guy, you know. So I would call in to support what you were doing, because I really appreciated it even then.
Those were the good old days. After Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, I think you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I wouldn't even remember. You know, Rick Adams was the first guy that ever interviewed me.
Huh. There's a fun fact. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that was before I was ever asked to be a host.
Speaking of one of the COVID casualties.
Yeah, perhaps so.
Very unfortunate.
Yeah, regarding authoritarianism, and I need to jump off here so you can finish the show and the like, but there's my dogs. the last book I read on the subject was called The Guru Papers by Joel Kramer and Diane Alstadt.
Uh-huh.
And the subtitle is Masks of Authoritarian Power. And I'm reminded of where that word artist and author comes from. L'artiste, l'auteur, you know, who is the final arbiter? Who makes the decision? Who calls a shot, as you frequently talk about?
Yeah.
And so we could take that up on another occasion.
I look forward to it, and I appreciate the call very much.
All right. Sorry about the noise.
No worries.
Talk to you.
Thank you, sir. Much appreciated, as
Thank
always.
You. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Maybe we should play this. Yeah, we have time. Let me see. You know what? Let's do right around, you know, here. And this is something that was posted on RBN. Let me see. It was when was that? Well, let me just do this first. I'll do this, and then let me just drop the link in here so we can queue it up, and I'll tell you when it was posted on RBN and what the title is. The title is The Six Purposes of Schooling. You can search it, obviously, on the RBN website. It was fairly recently. I think it was that was back in March of this year, I think. Six Purposes of Schooling, John Taylor Gatto. Oops, hold on a second. Hold on. Let me get the right timestamp. I messed that up. There we go. So 8:58 mark, something like that. And we aren't going to get to Bill Gates on the, you know, millions could die from bioterrorism, including but, you know, if you're not familiar with that, go to the AP Archive clip and watch that yourself. Millions could die. Okay, so here is John Taylor Gatto speaking of Elwood P. Cubberly. And what does that have to do with anything? John Taylor Gatto, go ahead, please.
Flee New York City, a churchman, because at the beginning of the American Revolution, because he wrote a refutation of Thomas Paine's Common Sense. They were going to tar and feather him. He fled and was rewarded by the British by making him the Bishop of Nova Scotia. Those are Ingalls' ancestors. So Al Ingalls is certainly, when I learned of this and wrote to Harvard asking for access to the Ingalls lecture, strike me dead, Lord, if I'm exaggerating at all, I was told, well, we have no, there is no Ingalls lecture, hasn't been for years, and we have no records. It was the same thing that happened when I discovered that Elwood P. Cubberly, the most influential schoolman of the 20th century and the bionomics genius, had been the elementary school editor of Houghton Mifflin. And I wrote Houghton Mifflin, is there any records? And they said, we have no record of anyone named Elwood P. Cubberly. Now Harvard's telling me there's no Ingalls lecture. A week passed, and I got a call from Harvard, from some obscure office at Harvard, saying, what is your interest in the Ingalls lecture? I knew that I was on thin ice. And I said, well, James Conant referred me in his books to the man the Ingalls Lecture is named after, and I was wondering if I could get some background on this fellow and a list of the lectures. And in due time, I got a list of the lectures and instructions how to access the texts, but not easily. You know, enough hoops that someone who has to mow the lawn and burp the baby, you know, wouldn't jump through those hoops. I was able to prove Harper's wouldn't publish when they did the cover essay I wrote, which Lou Latham named Against School, probably after Jeremiah's Against. But I had called The Artificial Extension of Childhood, because I think that's the key mechanism at work here. So they wouldn't print the information about Coverley because Hart Mifflin denied it. It was only months afterward that I looked through my extensive library of incredibly dull books about schooling and opened in the facing page, said Elwood Coverley, editor-in-chief, elementary school, publishing arm of Hart Mifflin. By the way, the secondary editor-in-chief was Alexander Ingalls. So you see how this cousinage, the incest, works.
Nepotism. So that was published on RBN March 5th, 2022, The Six Purposes of Schooling, John Taylor Gatto. It's fascinating. If you haven't listened to it, listen to it. You got to listen to that whole thing to understand what he's talking about. But a companion piece, I would say, if you don't know who Coverley was, is in the Stanford Daily, of all places, back in 2020, which was interesting timing. Ben Maldonado did some good stuff, I think, there. Eugenics on the Farm, Elwood Coverley. An interesting – so, you know, to Lark's point, I mean, this ableism – as you know, as one person puts it, you know, I will not be defined by my malady. Well, the eugenicists want you to identify that way, so that, like I said about the LGBTQIA+, it's actually AI+, I think, leading to transhumanism, leading to posthumanism, leading to the singularity, and all of that stuff that has been written about for quite some time. Anyway. And that, you know, that supports Lark's point about convergence theory and syncretism and all of that nonsense. And for that matter, the alchemy that's at work all around us. I would say COVID is as much alchemy as anything. That'll do it for today's broadcast. I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
This is RBN.
The Republic Broadcasting Network.